Welcome to the My Baby Craniosacral Podcast, where I share stories of the babies I've treated, tips for professionals and parents, and demystify this magical healing modality. I'm Megan Beams, your baby bodywork mentor, and I'm obsessed with all things birth, psychology, healing, and plain old being a human. Join me while I dig deep into craniosacral therapy. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss a thing. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the My Baby Craniosacral Podcast. I am your host, Megan, and today I will be speaking about postpartum doulas. Anyway, I've got my big hot cup of water here. That's right, just plain old water. My craniosacral therapist, who is also a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner, suggested that I just switch from tea to hot water. I was complaining of being dehydrated and having all of these weird sensations in my body, and she suggested just hot water. I was like, what am I going to do with hot water? So I tried it, and I want to tell you something. I am converted. So if you have not just had plain old hot water, I highly recommend giving it a try just once. Just once, just to see what it's like. It's a great way to get your water in for the day. And maybe it'll also trick your brain into believing that you are having coffee. Maybe not your brain, but my brain. It works for my brain. I can't speak for you. Anyway, let's get on with it for today. I am going to be speaking, like I said, about postpartum doulas. I love you. I love you, postpartum doulas. I have some lovely connections here in the city who are doulas. Some are birth doulas, some are postpartum doulas, and some are both. And I trained as a birth doula, but the appeal to do postpartum work really speaks to me. I get to do it pretty much in a way with what I do now. I get to hold babies. I give parents advice. Solicited advice, of course. I refer parents to other professionals if I see something that's going on that is out of my scope of practice. And parents can bring their babies and have naps on my table. That's right. They come in for a session with their baby, and I can work on the baby for 45 minutes while they lay on my table and have a nap. How lovely is that? Who of all of the practitioners that you send your clients to say that they get to go have a nap? No, not many, but they do with me. It's so great. I give the parents pointers on feeding, and I also tell them that they're doing a good job because they don't believe that they are. A lot of times they think that they're doing a terrible job. And I really like to give the parents props for all of the work that they're doing. I like to point out that going to appointments is really difficult, that appointment fatigue is real, that they are going to get a quadrillion pieces of advice from friends, neighbors, strangers, practitioners, professionals, doctors. And that it's not their fault if they are confused and don't want to listen to any of it. I even say, like, you know, me, the stuff that I give you today, please take it with a grain of salt, because what I say isn't always what's right for your baby or your family. So, you know, I'm going to give you the advice and you can take it or you can just throw it right out the window. Just chuck it. But I'm here to give you this piece of knowledge that you're doing an excellent job. And I really feel like postpartum doulas can do that because you get to go into their house and see what they're doing and see how hard they're really working and really tell them, like, hey, no, you got to give yourself some recognition here. You're doing all of these things and you're doing a great job. You just need some sleep. And here I am. You need a break. You're not supposed to do it all. So here I am to help you out. Give you some pointers. Do your dishes. Maybe tidy up the toys from your older child so that you don't have to see the mess. Wouldn't that be nice? Do a load of laundry. These are all things that, you know, you shouldn't feel guilty for not being able to do because you have this brand new little baby. I'm talking to the parents right now. They've got this brand new little baby that's taking up so much energy, and they literally have just had a baby. They've just been essentially ran over by a Mack truck a whole bunch of times, especially if they had Pitocin. Like, that's, their body has just gone through an amazing amount of stress. Anyway, I digress. So here's what I do that's different from a postpartum doula. So the parents have concerns about their babies, right? They go to their pediatrician or their midwife or their doctor, and they bring up these symptoms that they're experiencing and that the baby is presenting. And these professionals that they go to say things like, oh, that's normal. Or, they'll grow out of it. Or it's a phase. Yeah. Or how about we wait and see? You know, things change all the time. Let's wait and see. And what I say is, how about we check your baby's body and see what it says? I'm not the professional of your baby's body. Your baby's body is the professional of itself. They are extremely wise. Their bodies are the most close to nature and innately responsive bodies on the planet. So the symptoms that the parents are experiencing, I know that these symptoms that they're worried about are likely due to something inside the baby's body. There's a restriction somewhere. And structure affects function. Again, structure affects function. Meaning if the structure of the body is even slightly off, the functioning associated with that area of the body will also be affected. However, the functioning outside of that area that's showing the symptoms could also be affected. So we need to go through the body and see what is restricted, release it so that we can optimize the functioning of the entire system, of all of the systems of the body. I don't believe in wait and see. I believe in let's dig in deeper and find out what's going on here. Symptoms are the body's way of talking to us, of showing the outside world that there's something off on the inside world. And this is where you come in. You become an expert in reading these symptoms. I'm sure that you can think back to many of the babies you've worked with and conjure up a whole bunch of instances where you can be like, that was a symptom. That was a symptom. This was a symptom. I bet you can do that. And I'm sure you will share these observations once you feel comfortable with them with the parents. I'm sure they'll share these concerns with you, and they'll probably ask you, well, what should I do? What's going on here? Why is my baby always crying? Why is my baby spitting up so much? What's going on here? Most of the time, these parents, it's their first experience with a baby. They won't have anything to compare it to. And you, on the other hand, will. You've got all those other babies you worked with. You can get a sense of what the symptoms are, and if it's something that you think Cranio can help with, you can refer these parents to a craniosacral therapist. Better yet, you can do the cranio treatment yourself. If you're a postpartum doula and part of a regulatory body or a healthcare practitioner, you can be trained in craniosacral. Did you know that? It's amazing. You have to make sure that you can practice in your own province. So check first with your province, territory, or if you're in the United States or anywhere in the world, check with your state and see what their regulations are on cranio and treating with craniosacral. And you also need to make sure that you have liability insurance for craniosacral therapy. So let's recap this. Craniosacral therapy can help with these babies that you're working with. Some of the symptoms are reflux, sleep disturbances, colicky babies, the ones who have a side preference, maybe they turn their head only to one side, or torticollis. You'll see this C shape in their spine when they're laying down, or you put them in the car seat and their head like turns directly to one side. You're like, oh yeah, what's up there? Then they get the flat head. So cranio can help with that as well, because that's a side effect of the side preference, the flat head on one side. And feeding issues, you know, the ones who are having trouble gaining weight or just really having a hard time feeding in general. So again, I'm sure that you have already done this, but you can recall many of the babies you've worked with that could have benefited from a few treatments. I bet you any money you could. And imagine all of those babies that you treated. And imagine all of those babies who you can conjure up. Imagine if they had gotten treated. I wonder what the life had been like after for those parents. If they had been told, oh, hey, yeah, of course you're concerned about this symptom. Let's do something about it. And then you did something about it. And then 2 weeks later, that symptom was gone. I'm not saying that craniosacral is the be-all and all for all babies, but I believe that it could be used in many of the babies who are presenting with these symptoms. So I like to tell parents, stick to your gut. Listen to what your gut is saying. If you are concerned, press on. Do not stand for wait and see. Oh, it's normal. It's just a phase. They'll grow out of it. Because if you don't think that those are true, very likely they are not true. So now I'm talking to you doulas. If you feel the same way, reach out to a craniosacral therapist or become one yourself. I hope you've liked today's episode. And I just wanted to say again that I just love, love, love birth and postpartum doulas. Thanks so much for listening today. We'll see you next time. Hey friends, coming this spring is my Intro to Infant Craniosacral course here in Toronto. I have designed an intensive program for both birth and health professionals to learn the core fundamentals of infant craniosacral therapy. You can learn everything you need in this program to get out there and start treating babies right away. Go to beamscst.com to learn more. That's beams, B-E-A-M-E-S, C-S-T.com to learn more. Again, that's this spring, a 2-week program to treat babies with CST immediately after completion. I hope to see you there.